This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In the 3 years since Iran was forced to reveal it had a nuclear enrichment program, Western governments and international agencies have been collecting information on that program. Tehran insists its nuclear activities are for peaceful purposes, largely to generate electricity. But a report in today's Washington Post raises serious questions about that claim. National security reporter Daphna Linzer wrote the article and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, your reporting suggests, anyway, that Iran may be acquiring and perfecting technologies that could lead to bomb-making equipment. You know, beginning, as you do in your article, with a design for a deep underground shaft that could be used for underground testing, right?
That's right, and it's a good place to start. Indeed, there's been cumulative evidence gathered both by U.S. intelligence and by U.N. inspectors that certainly does at least challenge Tehran's assertion that it plans to build nothing more than peaceful nuclear power plants. And I think that one of the documents that we pointed to in today's story is a drawing for a test shaft underground, a 400-meter tunnel. That hasn't been built. As far as U.S. intelligence knows, that plan remains on the drawing board. But it has gone some way, at least for the Bush administration, in determining Iran's intent.
And you write that it's been in the possession of U.S. intelligence for 20 months, but this is just now being revealed in your article?
That's right. I hadn't heard about it before. There were other elements that came in the same package as this document. These are other documents that were part of a laptop computer that had been stolen by an Iranian citizen in 2004, in the summer of 2004, in fact, and turned over to U.S. intelligence as evidence of a nuclear weapons program in Iran. A lot of those documents have been reviewed by U.S. intelligence experts. Some have come to light earlier, including in our paper, about missile drawings and attempts to modify missiles to carry at least a warhead that would be large enough to accommodate a nuclear weapon, although there seems to be no nuclear warhead design.
And you write about something called green salt. Tell us what that is and what its significance could be.
Yeah, it's very interesting. There's all different stages for uranium conversion and enrichment. The first stage is, involves raw uranium in a form that some people have heard about, especially in the Iraq case, and in that case it's called yellow cake. When it's converted mildly, it becomes a quality called green salt. And the Iranians on the same laptop, there appears to have been a drawing for a small conversion facility that would have turned raw uranium into green salt. If the Iranians built that project and operated it, they would certainly have an ability to stockpile that kind of material, which worried the administration. At the same time, there's plausible explanations for that, which the intelligence community is also exploring. And in that case, if U.S. intelligence or if somebody is possibly the Israelis ever thought about bombing the one facility that Iran is known to have, they would have a backup.
Now, how circumstantial is all of this?
You know, it's pretty circumstantial in many ways, simply because when somebody turns over a computer, it's very hard to get confirming evidence. In other words, there isn't a second computer or there isn't necessarily another person to go and ask, can you also hand over a computer and let's compare the notes and see how it goes. I think for a long time, U.S. intelligence was skeptical about the evidence. They weren't sure if it was authentic. There had been some concern that it was possibly fabricated by another country, such as Israel. I believe that U.S. intelligence came to discount that theory. And believe now that most of the documents are authentic. They'd asked the British government for a corroborating opinion and got one. And that's where it stands now. But there's many things they can't rule out, including the possibility that it's part of a disinformation campaign.
On the part of Iran, although it's correct that most experts believe in the U.S. believes that Iran's at least 10 years away from developing a nuclear weapon, if that's what it's doing.
That's correct. They're still quite a few years away.
Thanks very much. The Washington Post, Daphna Linzer.
Thanks, Renee.